Welcome, everyone. I just want to say hi. We are on our health and wellness podcast this afternoon, and I just want to tell you a little bit about me. I'm keeping an eye out for Rita. She's my co-host, my co-mod, and she has not jumped on the call yet, so I'll keep my eye out for her to jump on. But in the meantime, I'll tell you a little bit about myself. I do have an academy called the Kathy Benner International Academy. You see here in my little Hollywood square that I am a passive income mentor. And I was just sharing with Debbie, as she is our guest today, I was just sharing with Debbie that on the first Monday of every month, we talk about how to build a better business for all of you entrepreneurs and solopreneurs out there. The second Monday of the month, we talk to authors. It's all about writing and actually monetizing your writing. So we even talk a little bit about creating a blog, just any way that you can monetize your writing skills. And then the third Monday is all about real estate. And then we come back on at 4 o'clock and talk health and wellness, which is what we're doing right now today. And then the fourth Monday is connecting and networking. And we do our Connections Over Coffee group. And it's no agenda on that one. We just build relationships, which is what it's all about. So, and talk about building relationships. I met Debbie during a book project. And we went to a big seminar. We were on stage, and I just fell in love with her and her spirit. And she was just so caring and giving and all that kind of stuff. So I just wanted to say welcome to Debbie Golden, and I want to tell you a little bit about her. We've got a couple of folks listening in. If you have any questions for us or comments, please put those over in the chat as we go through our interview. And again, I'll keep an eye out for Rita. Rita is my co-host, my co-mod, and she works in the medical field. And sometimes she gets stuck at the office. I get it. So she doesn't always get to jump on. Anyway, I want you to meet Debbie Golden. She is a woman who spent years living in survival mode before finally finding her way home to herself. After decades of being the strong one, raising three children, building a business, surviving two divorces, she found herself exhausted, anxious, and disconnected. Debbie, I've been there. I've gone through a divorce. I certainly understand those emotions. So like many midlife women, she wore her strength as armor, constantly performing, fixing, and achieving while quietly unraveling inside. Her healing journey began when she discovered somatic healing and nervous system regulation, which allowed her to release the constant fight or flight state and rediscover safety, stillness, and self-trust. So today, Debbie guides other women through that same sacred return, not to become somehow new, but to reclaim the wholeness that was always within. Wow. I've been following you for a while now on Facebook and Instagram, and I do appreciate everything that you've been sharing. Can you take us back to what life looked like when you realized that you were living in survival mode? Because sometimes I feel like my whole day, I go through my whole day like my hair's on fire. So tell us about that, Debbie.
Yeah, no, I mean, so many of us do live in chaos, right? So first of all, thank you for having me, Kathy. So I really, really appreciate it. But, you know, I didn't actually realize what I was doing, I think, until I was after 50. So it's just a couple of years ago. But when I learned what survival mode was, I mean, we all knew, like, you know, when you see a bear in a woods, you know, you're like, I need to run or whatever. So we knew that fight, flight response, but I didn't really correlate it to what my everyday life was. But what it looked like for me was always working. Like, I've worked since I've been 12 years old, really hard. You know, I climbed the corporate ladder. I've had entrepreneur businesses. And then on top of it, with divorces, I'm a survivor of a narcissistic marriage. And so I had all those mental gymnastics stuff going on. And I was always the financial provider. So everything always landed on me. And so I felt like I carried everything for everybody. And I was always, you know, working, taking care of the kids. I was always putting myself last. And so I was in a constant state of survival. You know, life was something I had to endure, get through, be the strong one. Mm-hmm. When inside I was crying for help, but at the same time, I became so hyper independent that I wouldn't let anybody help me. So it was,
well, because every time you probably let the guard down, they let you down. I get it. Yeah.
Yeah. And so, all of those things were true. And it wasn't until recently, in the past couple of years, that a lot of the behaviors that I had were actually trauma responses to a chaotic life. You can still be in a good regulated place and be busy if you can, stay in a regulated state. I wasn't. And so many women I'm finding didn't even realize they were in survival mode, because I'm around so many entrepreneurs and go-getters that they don't realize so many of the things that they're doing are actually, trauma responses. Like you feel guilty when you rest. Like, I mean, I don't know if you ever had this, Kathy, but I remember there was a time when I was home alone and I was sitting on the couch reading a book. I heard the garage door open and I like jumped up because I didn't want to, present as I was relaxing, because that meant I wasn't, proving, I wasn't performing, I wasn't earning love or, doing all those things. So, that's not healthy. That's not healthy.
I get that. I understand that completely. I have been right there, exactly where what you're talking about. So what actually was the turning point for you? What was the moment that you knew something had to
Yeah.
change?
And I would have, I could go back to my 30-year-old self and say, you don't have to carry this all and do it all. But unfortunately, it took till my kids, they were just about to be gone and I was going to be an empty nester. And as you know, those couple years before, in high school, before they go off to college, they're gone a lot anyway. They want to be with their friends. And so I just got to the point where I was like, I don't want to live like this anymore. I don't want to be like alone and be just always on edge, constantly being the strong one, kind of living in that masculine energy. I was exhausted. I was exhausted on the inside, and I just knew I had to do something different.
Wow, I remember thinking back when I first decided to start my career. I chose at the time back in the 70s an all-male career. It was all about selling insurance, and so I became an insurance agent, and I was like the only female agent in like three counties. And every time we'd have our big district meetings, I was the only girl, and so I carried. Not only did I carry that masculine energy, but I also imitated some of the masculine mannerisms because I didn't really get heard as a young female in that industry. So I projected more, I would hold the door for people. I would help take their coat off and hang it up. I would get them their cup of coffee and get them settled into the conference room. And it's like I took charge and would like run whatever meeting I was in. Now, again, I think some of our listeners may feel this as well. I think there's a fine line between taking on all of those responsibilities and sometimes being really good at what you're doing, and doing it in a healthy way instead of an unhealthy way. And I think that's probably the biggest misconception of what is healthy and what is not healthy.
Right.
So,
Absolutely. Yeah,
yeah.
no.
So, how
Sorry.
did your, well,
Go
yeah, how
ahead.
did your experiences as a mother entrepreneur or a twice divorced woman shape your healing journey in learning what is healthy and what is not healthy? That's my biggest, I think my biggest conflict is as I don't know
Well,
how to distinguish the difference.
so there's a point now that I look back where I know that I abandoned myself.
Okay.
So self-abandonment is something you feel in your body.
Okay.
And that's
Okay.
kind of what the somatic healing is. It's all of a sudden you're like, you're doing it because you feel like you should do it. It's a survival response, but I'm doing this because I feel like I have to prove myself. I'm doing this because I want this and that. So you're betraying yourself and you're just like abandoning who you truly are. And so that's the line. Like, if you, there is nothing wrong with service to others. There's nothing wrong with getting your husband or someone a cup of coffee. But are you doing that out of, that's what you want to do in your heart and it feels good to you? Or are you doing it to prove, to earn, to perform, to, all those other things? Then it's not true to who you are. And we as women have that intuition. And we know if we're abandoning ourselves or not. And so it's not so much the task of what we're doing as much as listening to our bodies. And our
Okay.
bodies are just screaming messages to us all the time. We just don't typically listen to them. And so it's in this conversation within ourselves is where that's the difference. And so you can be, I could have achieved everything I did in corporate America and my businesses without abandoning myself. So there's still a inner strength there, but it's almost in the way that you do.
Okay.
That's my opinion, I guess.
Yeah, I certainly, and as you're talking, I'm thinking back, and in those early days, I do remember feeling like I had to prove that somehow I was worthy to be in that industry. And so I was constantly abandoning myself and just pushing through and to the point of exhaustion. I can remember coming home from the office feeling totally exhausted. And once I got behind closed doors, it was like I could go, ah, oh, okay, yeah. But
And because those are you, that's actually because I was the same way. I was in a male-dominated industry and I did climb the corporate ladder doing all the masculine behaviors. And it's a survival mode response. And now it, and here's the thing though, it's not like you can go back, you shouldn't beat yourself up on it because there was a time where those behaviors did serve you in that moment of time. But that doesn't mean it's a life sentence. There gets to be a point in life, and that's where I hit my emotional wall where I didn't want to prove anymore. Like, I don't want to prove. I don't need to perform. I don't need external validation for who I truly am and what I need to accomplish in life. So it is an inner journey, and that's where somatic healing is it's an inner journey back to you so you can release all these responses from survival mode where there was trauma, unprocessed emotions, behaviors, stress, so that you can come home to yourself and have that true connection to yourself, to God, to others, the universe. And that's what somatic healing is coming home to who you really are.
Well, and for all of the men that are listening, there none of the guys put that on me that I had to act that way. I made that decision all on my own. I somehow convinced myself that I had to be that person in order to succeed in that industry. The male agents that I rubbed elbows with every day didn't put that on me that I had to act that way. I just saw what success looked like. And I was young and, in my 20s. And so I just tried to emulate how they were acting because I felt that's what I had to do to succeed in that industry. So for all you guys that are listening, yeah, the guys didn't tell me I had to act that way. I chose to act that way for whatever reason. And I did that for probably 10 years. Yeah. So then it became a part of my personality to where I just functioned that way all the time. So wow.
And
Mentioned
it's interesting because that masculine does carry over into your personal relationships too,
that.
where it's your relationships are operating off of survival mode, which isn't that true connection I'm talking about. So, this affects every single aspect of our lives, not just professionally, but personally, with friendships, marriages, relationships in every way.
Well, you mentioned that your nervous system was like stuck in that survival mode. Describe what that is on a day-to-day level, because some of our listeners may go, am I stuck there or not? How can they tell?
It's so funny because so first of all, the nervous system, it's a science thing, right? We all have this huge nerve called the vagus nerve that actually starts in your stomach, which is why it's so important to eat good. That goes up into literally up and through your neck into your brain. And to be just a simple way to say it is when you are regulated, which means you are making decisions from a logical place, everything is good, you're all set. Those is when you have literally, there's a social engagement gland here in your prefrontal cortex that is on and it's going. It's almost like a button. Then when we see the bear in the woods, or when you feel like you have to prove, perform, there's abuse, trauma, if anything negative that happens in your life, this button switches off in your prefrontal cortex, and there's another gland in the back, your literally back of your head. It's called the amygdala gland that kicks in. And that what happens there is then there's four responses that happen: fight, flight, freeze. And people don't talk about it a lot, but there's another one called fawn, which is trying to fix everything. Oh, I'll get that for you. Don't worry, I'll do it. It's like that fear of, almost like that people pleasing, like the fixer of everything, just so there's no problems.
You
So
like describe me there in all of those, by the way.
we, you know what, depending on the situation, we've all done all of them, to survive. And that's what it is. You do things that you feel that you need to do in certain situations where life happens, happens to us, and then we re respond in those survival responses. So a lot of these responses, unfortunately, are fear-based, and you start doing, making decisions off of fear. You start, everything is based off of just non-logical decisions because your prefrontal cortex is not online, to be quite honest. Right. So what we need to do is get back online. So if you are in survival mode, right, you're not being your authentic self of who you
Okay.
truly are, right? You're literally protecting your fear, your anxiety, all of these things, right, that prevent us from true connection to others, to God, ourselves mostly. And so what we need to do is push this button back on front, turn off this one here and turn this one on here. And that's where, so many people think it's woohoo, like, you're so calm when you're regulated. No, you're not. Like, I have a huge personality and a huge laugh, and it's not about being calm. It's just feeling that you're home and you're comfortable in your own skin. You know who you are. And from this logical, regulated place is where everything becomes easy. You feel like you're attracting instead of pushing. Like, and I'm sure you felt this way, why you're so exhausted, in the corporate world or when you were selling in insurance, is because in that mode, in the masculine side, you're pushing, pushing, pushing. Well, if it's not working, let's push harder, push harder, push harder until
Put
it
in hours.
everything. In the feminine side of who we truly are, if you're a female, right, it is more about attracting, receiving, creating. And in that regulated state, it becomes easy. And that's where you start to, build your businesses, build your true wealth, be really connected to, your dream, to God, to others. And that's where you see people expand and grow, is because they, in this state is where you find your true purpose and your true calling. And but it is our job as people to come back into our body to heal it in order to get to that beautiful place so we can have the biggest impact on other people as possible.
Wow. When you began exploring the somatic healing for yourself, what was the first practice or shift that truly made a difference to you? What would be step one?
Well, first of all, I didn't really know what somatic healing was, right? Like, what is it, right? Because everyone talks about therapy and everyone thinks about talk therapy. And most people have gone through it at some point of their life, right? Where, and but then it sort of plateaus. And talk therapy in general is great because it gives people words for the things that happen to them. But what I didn't realize is that, well, you realize it, but you don't realize it, is that we as humans, our minds, our bodies, our spirits, and our emotions, they're one and we are connected, right? And so for so long, so many women, we live in our heads, right? We live in the overthinking, overwhelm, overanalyzing all the things. And what are we doing? We're cutting off our whole bodies. So when you feel tightness in your chest, so many women feel lumps in their throats because they have felt that their voices have been suppressed and they couldn't speak their truth and their words. Shoulder pain is because women feel like they're carrying the weight of the world on their shoulders. Gut aches, knee pain, in your head from overthinking. So our bodies, unfortunately, keep the score of everything that we've gone through in our lives. And so being able to feel in my body and have a way to connect my mind with my body, and then using somatic tools to release trauma since childhood has been a complete game changer for me.
Okay, so describe what is somatic healing. Describe that for us.
Yeah. So somatic healing is essentially becoming aware of your mind-body connections and the messages that your body has probably been screaming at you for decades, right? And it's learning to hear the signals of your body. And once you do, becoming aware of them. And our bodies realize there's something wrong before our minds even do. So it's, if you've ever been somewhere and all of a sudden you just feel that like either ping in your stomach or that's a message. And it's basically the first step is to say, oh, okay, hold on. What does that mean? Like, what's going on? So it's the slow down, listen to your body, and try to break some patterns that you probably have been in for so long. So it's just disrupting patterns that we've done for decades to get into that place of regulation of love, peace, creativity, all those things. Yeah.
Well, for women who are listening, who feel constantly on edge or burnt out, where do they even begin?
Yeah. Number one, and this is for everything, and this is for you, whether you want to make money online, whether you want to quit drinking, whether you want to everything, you have to make the decision
Ah.
to want to change. I think that is for all people in all ways. Sometimes we get comfortable, shall we say, shall we say, a life that isn't really great. And you become comfortable with living a certain way, and you're almost afraid to heal or afraid to try or afraid to do something. So first and foremost, I always say you have to, like, I hit that emotional wall and said, I don't want to live like this anymore. I want to have a softer girl side, and become magnetic and receive. And I was so sick of pushing Kathy. Like, I couldn't carry it all anymore. I'm so sick of pushing. And I think you know me well enough that just because you don't want to push and you don't want to carry it all doesn't mean you're not strong and you can't build an empire. So there's beauty in that surrender to who you truly are. That doesn't mean you're just going to sit around and eat bonbons and be happy watching Netflix. It just means that, you are ready to surrender and get rid of proving, performing. Also, trauma. Like I said, I'm a trauma survivor. There are things in your body, our body keeps the score and holds that we need to get rid of. So, step one is that. But then after you decide, you said, hey, I want to live a different life. Then with somatic healing, a lot of it starts with breath work, slowing down. slowing down, taking the time. I did a like I have a taster product of my work, and it's literally a 12-minute body scan. And in that 12 minutes, you're so many women are like, oh my gosh, I remembered this and I'm feeling this. And just because you've taken the time working with your breath and understanding the signals that your body is, sending to you.
So describe what that is, where you, the 12 minutes. Describe that a little bit.
It's sort of like a mix of it's not meditation, but it's basically coming, closing your eyes, breathing, getting into a comfortable place where you feel safe. Because a lot of the somatic work, the goal is that you feel safe inside your own body. And in order to do that, you have to go into your body to start that inner journey. So the more you do this, the safer and safer you become, because your body doesn't feel safe to get rid of a lot of the trauma that you've carried your whole life. And so you have to get to that emotional safe place. So a scan that I do is basically starting from the top of your head, literally just bringing awareness down to the bottom of your feet, just holding in different, areas of your body, holding space as an observer for the messages your body is trying to tell you. And when you're coming out of it, it's like, wow. I mean, the things that come up for people are, it's been absolutely incredible to me what comes up and the messages that the body is sending. I had a lady, one of my one-on-ones, we released some trauma that she remembered from when she was 3 years old. It's
Well,
incredible.
I was going to ask you, do you do this in a group setting or one on, and you just mentioned that you had a lady that you do one on one. So you do this with your clients
I
individually
do.
and also in a group setting?
No, I have I have one of my proven frameworks, which is I call it the body awakening scan, the 12 minutes. I have something that just anyone can try as a first step if they want to sample, my work, and I know it's a proven framework. They can start there. And then if they want to go into the full one-on-one sessions, I offer like a 5-session program. It's called the Rocks Method. And by the end of the 5 sessions, the 5th session, we're already rewriting their new story, which is so fun. But yeah, so the starter product is for anyone. They can do it as many times as they would like. And that's just an online program that's in the school community. And there's a community of women inside of it that talk about, their lives and what's going on, what they want to release. And yeah, but the one-on-one sessions are where things really happen.
I can see that. I can see that. You talk about coming home to yourself. What does that mean in practical everyday life for those that are listening?
As women, we've all become who the world has told us to be. And we've, conditioning, what our moms and dad told us what to do, how to behave, and we've been imprinted or conditioned. There's a conditioned, imprinted programming, whatever you want to call it. And, we were all meant to be whoever God wanted, whoever he put us there. And it's getting back, kind of releasing all of these things that we were born with, being the good girl, don't speak here, you should be doing this, the shoulds, like we as women, you should be doing this, you should be doing that, this is what's going to make you successful in whose eyes. You know what I mean? It's like all of these predetermined things that we were told we had to be. Like, who were we before the world told us we had to be? Before school, before marriage, before, we did all the things that we were supposed to do. It's coming home to who we were meant to be in the very beginning.
This is very interesting. I've I've seen you online, and again, I'm sure that some of our listeners are probably in the same position that I'm in, is that I get it, but I really don't quite get it because I've not explored what somatic healing is and how to identify again, how to cross those boundaries and to accept the healing, I guess, is maybe the best way to say it. Yes.
It's a really interesting. So it's a perfect complement to talk therapy, and where talk therapy ends, somatic healing begins. And I say all the time, like if you're having a tight chest, my next question is going to be, what are you grieving? What loss have you had? What heartbreak have you had? Because that's what the message is in your heart. Like I said, if you're having a lump in your throat or you feel constricted there, I'm going to say, when have you felt like you couldn't speak? And then through somatic healing, it's a lot of breath work, it's movement, it's visualization, it's resourcing, and going through connecting your mind to your body and focusing your awareness in those areas that you're having pain, sensation, memories. We keep memories in our body. You know, our cognitively, we might have moved on from the trauma, but it's still in our bodies. And so it's using these somatic tools to literally release what our body has been holding for decades.
So, how can someone tell the difference between just plain old emotional exhaustion and a dysregulated nervous system?
That's why you have to say yes to, I'm going to invest in myself. And I'm going to invest in myself and listen to my body. Because if you just quiet yourself enough to listen to those signs that your body has been screaming at you, I mean, even if it's just a whisper, your body will tell you. I've never had a client yet that is not had a connection, a successful connection and release through somatic healing. It is so small, but so powerful. It is so powerful.
So how did you learn all of this? I mean, again, you realized that you needed this healing, but I could see, a lot of the audience that is listening going, oh, well, that's not me. That's the other
It's
person.
everybody. No, it's everybody because we all have trauma. We all have shit. Like I always say that, like we all do. We all do. Every single person on this planet has it. You know, some would say, well, I was never hit, or I whatever. Something along the way in your family, in your lived experience, has had something that has stuck with you. And we all have it in some way, shape, or form. And so, it's just deciding, you know, do you want a life of truly deep connection, love, with others and with yourself? Do you want to start receiving instead of pushing? Do you want to heal? You know, if you anyone can research somatic healing has healed chronic illnesses, knee pain, you know, gut issues. I mean, it's absolutely insane what trauma and unprocessed emotions in your body do. And it's those are the messages that our body is screaming, saying, please, you know, let's release this. And we just ignore it, or we try to medicate it, go to the doctors, do all of these things. And we do have the ability to self-heal. And that's my goal, is that I don't want clients forever. That's why I want 5 sessions. I just need 5 sessions, learn everything, every single tool I am teaching you. And you can do this for the rest of your life. We as people can self-heal. My gift now is that every single person can heal themselves. That's it. And you can.
Well, you keep talking about the tools. Name, other than the breath work, what kind of tools do you
Yeah,
teach?
so, well, breath work is everything for every somatic tool
Okay.
because it is through the breath.
Okay.
that is released, but it's your awareness. So you're talking visualization. So even if Kathy, you
Okay.
close your if you close your eyes right now, and I'm just, as you're closing your eyes, and I do grounding, I do lots of other things, but if I say, let's bring our awareness to our chest, and you're sitting there and you're just thinking about your chest, does it feel tight? Are there any sensations in your chest right now? Are there any emotions, memories, feelings, thoughts, beliefs, judgments? And you, as you're breathing through, you're visualizing that body part. And, you know, this is how then you start to overall, then there's some movement, right? So, for instance, lots of women hold, it's called the psoas muscle, which is actually your hips. Basically, we carry lots of trauma in there. And there's movements by laying on the floor, moving your legs in gentle ways as you're breathing, bringing your awareness into your hips and just holding it. People start actually shaking as trauma gets released from the body with these small movements. So it's movements. I mean, it can be like if you have a clenched jaw, you know, literally up and down shoulders, but it's a mix of all those things. There's visualization. Some you've heard of EFT tapping. I don't do that, but if you've heard of EFT tapping,
I
that's a
have.
somatic practice.
Okay.
EMDR therapy is a somatic practice. So anything that heals the body, soma means body. So
Okay.
that's why it's somatic. So whether it's EMDR therapy, whether it's dance therapy, dance it out. Like there is a lot of when you're feeling anxiety, you know, you can literally like shake it out. So there's a million different modalities. Yoga is a somatic modality.
Okay.
And so I just feel called to the ones, the tools that I use, but there's a million and you
It's
have
all
to.
making much more sense to me now. Yes. Thank you so much for that. I appreciate all of that because, again, this is something new, and I'm sure with a lot of our listeners, it's new for them to hear this as well, and to, you know, what to do with it and how to connect with what you're talking about. Now, what role does self-compassion and slowing down play in the long-term healing?
You know, it's so funny. I always say give yourself grace. But you know, what's interesting is like we can, most of us have kids, right? You're all three of your children will mess up over and over again, and we as parents forgive and still have that unconditional love. But when we're asked to give ourselves that same grace, unconditional love, and patience, we can't do it. You know, it's amazing, right? How we are,
Interesting.
you know, we can't do that for ourselves. We can do that for everyone else we love, but we can't do it for ourselves. And so I say, you have to understand, and this is, I'm going to bring up, where can I do it? So this is funny. Has anyone ever brought out tools on your podcast?
Yeah,
Okay.
yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, go
Okay.
ahead.
So this is, I'm going to do two examples for your audience to kind of understand how somatic healing works. So this is a Hoberman square. It comes from Dr. Peter Levine. He is one of the somatic, let's say, experts, started it all, the kind of thing. So if you're familiar with the Hoberman square, it's just a toy, right? So when you look at healing and you think about it this way, you have to lean in a little bit to where you have the pain, sensation, suffering, something, emotion, a little bit, but then you grow. And then, you know, so you want to grow some more. So you have to lean in a little bit, but then you grow. And so incrementally, you lean in and you grow. Incrementally, you lean in and you grow till you incrementally get to, you make all of this room in your body to, guess what? You have so much space and now you get to receive. Now you get to bring in more love, more peace, and connection to others and yourself. And in that healed big space, is where you find your true divine purpose.
Interesting, interesting. You describe this work as both sacred and scientific. Can you share how those two elements come together in your approach to wellness?
So everything that I'm doing is called nervous system regulation. I don't
Okay.
talk like that because the average person doesn't know what that means, right? But I didn't know for 50 years that my nervous system was running the show. Just like you, Kathy, I was busting my butt. I was exhausted, running on fumes, chaos, you know, kids' activities, running. Like I was dysregulated for a long time. And after you've been in survival mode for that long, you know, you don't know what's going on. But what it is the vagus nerve that goes from your stomach up into your brain. Scientifically, you know, that amygdala has been on for so long. And in fact, there's scientific research that shows people like me, that have enlarged amygdalas from being in survival mode, that I felt like I've been being chased by a bear my whole life to get to some imaginary goal or finish line that never exists. And it shows when the prefrontal cortex is on, that's when you make your best decisions and all of those things. So there's, you know, there's fascia that connect it, these nerves. And so when all of that is combined and aligned and you're regulated, you know, that is what the science of nervous system regulation is.
Okay.
The sacred part is, number one, we're talking about, this is like one-on-one deep work. This isn't surface level, right? You're talking about people's deepest traumas, from abuse and divorce and all of these sacred places. And whether, I don't know if your group is spiritual or not, but we are mind, body, spirit, emotions.
Yes.
Regulating your nervous system is the most sacred and holy thing, because that is your connection to the spiritual world, to God and the universe. So if you are having anxiety, you are feeling disconnected from God. And that's because you're not regulated, right? You're living just in your head. Like, you're having anxiety, you're in your head, right? When you're regulated, prefrontal cortex is on, and you're in your body and you are connected to God, you're not going to have anxiety because you are truly who you are. And so that is where, you know, I take this very seriously. It's very personal for people, and the transformations I know have been beyond what I would call human transformation.
Wow. So someone that actually connects with you and decides to go through this practice with you, how do they know when, how did you know when you're saying, okay, I'm feeling like I'm getting somewhere with this? How did you know?
Oh, it's such an inner knowing of,
and I would think it could be so subtle at first.
You know, at first I would, you know, it's so fast. It is so fast. But like, it's a lighter, joyful feeling. The words I usually get is, I feel so much lighter. I feel way more relaxed. I feel seen. I feel heard. And it's amazing how in this journey, how the past can easily fade away. And again, incrementally, like you said, incrementally. Yeah. Yeah. So
this is so interesting to me. And again, I've seen it, you know, different folks are practicing it, and I've been following you, and I kept thinking, okay, I kind of get it, but I don't really get it.
Yeah.
And so this conversation has been so important, I think, to me and to our listeners, as to what it is that it's all about. And I can see tons of value there. And you say when you first started, you really weren't sure, and we were talking about this before we started recording, that you really weren't sure where you wanted to go in your entrepreneurial journey. And so, what made you actually decide that this was the thing that you actually wanted to do in your entrepreneurial journey?
Yeah, I think it was I was led here. And the reason being is if you have followed me, so I started I'm a huge following, and a lot of it is midlife women. And you sort of get into this place where all of a sudden you have empty nesting, menopause, career burnout, aging parents, and so you have all these midlife women who are sort of at the same spot, right? And I created a midlife community like for women to go on, and so it was really nice. I brought in like expert speakers, and everyone was enjoying it, and I had a community. And what happened though was all the women like were like, okay, now what? Like, so I've regulated the hormones, the parent thing, yeah, I was sad for 6 months to a year that the kids are gone, but it was like, now what? Right? Like, now what? And I couldn't help them answer that question. And what I realized, is finding purpose is what everyone says they want. But purpose in and of itself means service to others and making the biggest impact you can on people while you're here. And purpose isn't this thing like a to-do list that you have to go out there and find. Like it's not out there, it's in here. And what I learned is that as we, right, as we have all of, let's just say this, we as women, we're up to here, right? I'm up to here, right? We're up to here with all this bad stuff, whether it's sorrow, pain, exhaustion, we're up to here, right? Somatic healing takes this up to here and incrementally brings it down, right? And as we incrementally go down, what's been hidden underneath all this up to here stuff is our true divine purpose. And it becomes more and more clear as we look, honestly get rid of the crap that we've been carrying, the shoulds, the trauma, the divorce, the world, everything that's happened to us. And it's almost like a veil that's lifted. And that's where our true purpose comes, right? Because if you are truly who you were meant to be before the world told you who you had to be, that's where your true purpose comes in, and that's where you shine for the world. That's where then you get to share it with the rest of the world. Within this, it's almost like an inner wisdom knowing that was buried because of our life experiences. And so then, like, that's what happened to me, and that was my journey. And now I feel like my gift is to help everybody clean their stuff out so that they can literally find that light and purpose inside of them, and then they can share it with the world.
So what happens with some of the gals that you're working with, for example, that and I don't know how maybe to phrase the question, but is there a situation that maybe you've worked with someone where she's had to totally change her environment because she's realized what an unhealthy environment she's been in?
Oh, that's such a loaded question. It is
I
such a
know
loaded
that's a
question
big one. That's a big
because,
one.
okay, so and this because this is real. This is real, and I can tell you now it's happened to me twice, the same situation. So, and it's about marriage. And
Ah.
so I have male clients too because
Okay.
this is the natural progression, because what I'm finding is these women who are in marriages, and like I said from the beginning, this male or female, you have crap. You have trauma, crap. You've been through stuff, family, whatever. I mean, we all have it, right?
And
So you're
it's the stories we tell ourselves as we go through it that we hold on to.
And hey, the outside world, just so everyone knows, all the outside world has to offer us is deceit, lies, and fear. Our bodies don't lie to us. Our bodies hold the truth. And that's why the connection inside back to ourselves is so important, because inside is true peace, love, joy, and truth. So anyway, so with that said, I've worked now, I started with two women who basically were like, have healed and had incredible transformations. And now they're like, I don't know if I want to be with my husband anymore. So they're like sending me their husbands now.
And so how does that work? I mean, again, how do you manage, how do you maneuver that?
Well, here, and the another beautiful thing about somatic healing is you don't have to relive your trauma. Like when you have a session with me, I'm like, what happened to you? Your body is sending the signals. I'm just basically connecting it. I'm just a guide. And talk therapy, that's the place where you say all the stuff. With me, you don't have to relive that trauma. You don't have, you don't, you're not going to need 3 hours of crying in a big Kleenex box after our session. You know, no, you leave me feeling like with hope, with feeling lighter, with joy, like, oh my gosh, I can't, like so many women have said, you know, I am so happy I found you because I couldn't have taken something else that doesn't work. But I guess we're working through it. But, you know, if you have two people in a marriage and one person starts healing, there's a little bit of an imbalance there. And so, but yes, so it makes a huge impact if you're in a partnership and you're on a huge transformative healing journey and you're with someone who makes it imbalanced. Yeah. So we'll, I don't know. That's a work in progress, I guess.
That's interesting because, again, I can see where, a lot of the response that I think we bring to the table, we end up in these patterns. You know, when this happens, then I do this, and when that happens, then I do something different. And breaking those patterns, I would think, would be really difficult in a if you're in an intimate relationship with someone, and you realize that every time they say a certain thing, it triggers something in you. And so, how do you break that pattern without them saying, "What's going on with you? What are you?"
It is interesting. I found some really differences between male and females on how, because somatic healing ultimately is a pattern disruptor. It because it's almost like when this happens, you have to be aware of your body. Oh, that happened. I feel it in my chest. That happened. Oh my, I feel it in my shoulder. I got that zing in my gut, or I'm feeling like my breath has become constricted. That message should go, boom, I'm disrupting this pattern. And what I found is men, unfortunately, respond. They feel it, they react, they know it's a problem, and they can change their pattern. Women, it takes a little bit longer,
Really?
but it happens. It does happen. It takes a little bit longer for some reason. Yeah, but
Are
that's what
they?
it is. It's disrupting
Are they
patterns.
almost afraid to disrupt the pattern again for fear that it's going to change the relationship or it's going to change something that they're uncertain about?
I think it's just we get stuck in our ways, and this happens, so I do this, and this happens, so I do this, and then, but you know, through somatic healing, and the more you do, you know, practices, different modalities, your body starts to, you start to become aware more quickly, that you're in those patterns and you need to disrupt them. But you gain so much. I've seen so much confidence and hope in women actually faster than men, which is also weird, right? The men can disrupt the pattern, but the biggest growth I see in women faster, it happens with men too, but faster with women is that worth. Their self-worth comes online
Okay.
so much quicker. Like, I am worthy. And both men and women carry the same like weight of the world on their shoulders, or feel like they're not worthy or not good enough. But again, and everyone responds differently. So I don't want to say men versus women, because it ends up being the same, but the transformation is there regardless. So.
Interesting. This has been such an interesting conversation. I've wanted to talk to you and interview you for some time now because it's just such an interesting conversation. I'm so glad that we connected on this particular call because it's all about health and wellness, and this is huge. And so tell us, how can our listeners get in touch with you if they want to learn more about this? How can they learn more?
Yeah, the easiest way, honestly, is I have a website. It's debbiegolden.com if you want to do my website. Otherwise, I'm most active on Instagram, and it's debbie.digital.
Okay. And the Debbie is with an IE. Okay. So debbiegolden.com, and that's going to be the easiest place for folks to get in touch with you. Okay. I appreciate that. Gosh, thank you so much for being on. This has been such an eye-opening conversation for me. And I am definitely going to check out your website. Yes, this is very interesting.
But I would love it. I have, if you just want to start it and try it out, I have a money back guarantee. Nobody does
Okay.
before, but I do.
Perfect, perfect. And Debbie, am I correct that what books were you in with
Yeah, I have them right here. So I was an Impact Entrepreneur with you,
Okay.
and then I was an Unleashed Entrepreneur with you. And then I
Okay.
did write a third book on empty nesting, which wasn't with our group.
Okay.
But yeah, so I think the next one I do will be more on somatic healing. So.
Okay. Now my question is, are your books listed on your website somewhere?
They are.
Okay, good, good, good. So if you're listening, get one of her books, debbiegolden.com. Debbie is spelled with an IE, debbiegolden.com. Definitely tap over there and check out the books and check out her programs. And I'm assuming there's, and again, I haven't looked at your website yet. Is there a place to get on like a mailing list or,
The very first thing is, if you're not ready to buy yet and you just want to keep checking out
okay.
my emails, tips, tricks,
Okay.
I do post a lot of somatic movements and stuff that, could help you along your journey. But yeah, so you can watch me there.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much, Debbie. I really appreciate you being on. And I want to thank Benny for being on with us and Sherry and Michael. And seemed like we had another person that was on that jumped off already. But anyway, thank you so much for being with us today. And Debbie, as our free gift to you, I will send, oh, it may not be till tomorrow sometime now because I have another meeting tonight, but I will send over to you all the links and feel free to use the recording however you wish, in part or in full. If you want to put it on your website or whatever, however you want to use it that will best benefit you, feel free to do that. And we are going to put you in our speakers cabinet so other folks can find you if they are looking for a speaker or a presenter on a podcast.
Oh, that's so nice. Thank you so much.
So,
I
and
enjoyed it.
I will send all of that over to you. Looking at the time now, it'll probably be sometime tomorrow.
That's totally fine. That's totally
Okay.
fine. Awesome.
Thank
All right.
you.
Thank you, Kathy.
Love you.
Love you too. Okay. Bye.
Bye.